is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Could break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, August 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scholar Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And Jeff, it looks like I'm the only one in the queue.
KD2FBM, Kevin James, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on board KD2FBM. Out here in Oneonta, just kind of recuperating from assisting with radio communications for today with the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club. We were working behind the scenes with the Baseball Hall of Fame induction, so those of you that watched out there on television or may have seen it live in person know that we were behind the scenes making sure everything was safe and no issues were taking place. And if there was a need for backup communications, we were there to support. So that was my fun excitement for the day. You know, like I say, I just got back here and start settling in for the evening and was surfing through some Facebook stuff. And Jeff, you gave me a chuckle. The blue hats with the sticky stuff on there with the black flies, I was like, wow, you guys really know how to handle that stuff. So with that, I'll say 7-3. I've got 74 degrees here currently outside. Had a high of 86 today. And I'll send it back to Net Control. This is KD2FBM.
All right, Kevin. Well, it's about time they put Griffey Jr. in there. And I hope the induction went okay. Sounds like it did. And yeah, the black flies up here are a murder right now. They were nothing a couple weeks ago. And now they're, well, the hat only told you probably half the story. It's the other half, on the, at least as far as I can say on the radio, is a lot of those flies end up walking off the hat and falling down the ground. So that's only about half of them anyway. So they, fortunately, when you wear the hat, you don't get bit, but maybe once or twice in the day. So it's we got a lot done up here, and we had a good time. And I'm still up here tonight, taking an extra night and coming back in the morning. So anyway, all right, Kevin. All right, I want to do one more shout-out for Echolink stations. Are there any more that came in after Kevin?
KD2KYE, Familian, David.
KD2KYE, David, good evening. What's going on tonight? Go ahead, David. What's going on tonight?
Well, we ain't been on talk to you guys in a while, so we wanted to say good evening, 73 to everybody. Hope they had a good weekend. Went to the Ham Fest this morning. A little disappointed it was so small, but still looked around, got some ideas, and you know how that is. You always got another project to play with. And other than that, not much. So have a good night. We'll be standing by.
All right. Yeah, I know how that goes. In fact, I was doing an antenna work today, replacing a shattered piece of fiberglass with a piece of PVC, and I said that's all I had patience for today with that. So there's always antenna work to do. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
At 2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
And 2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff and Kevin James and anyone else out there listening. We got a temperature of 70 degrees on the mountainside after a range of 67 to 81. And the humidity was nice and low today, you know, sweating or anything, didn't need the fan or whatever. Spoke to a Christian Patriot friend of mine down in New York City today for the first time in a while, and he says he's had high 90s to low triple digits for the last week, and probably going to have that at least well into this week again. Get down to about 75 to 80 at night, and then back up there in the high 90s to low triple digits for the day. That's why I hated New York City in the summer. I couldn't stand it there. So bad enough here, but far worse there for sure. And had no air conditioning down there either. So that really was, oh man, let's not talk about it. And stayed here all most of the day. Did a morning service here and kept it all for myself. Nobody came and everything else has been quiet all day. So with that, we'll say God bless, and, well, before that, there was a little thing. I did get that low-band MLSL radio from General Electric that's two-channel low-band, and came with the 525 and 540 in it. Got to hook that up, and that's been here about 2 weeks already. Hook that up and give it a test and see we get anybody on ducting skip or whatever with it. Maybe as long as Pete likes to try a little something with his handheld and a low band, well, that will be somebody he can talk to with that. With that, we'll say God bless. 73s and 2PFM clear.
Hi, George. Yeah, I remember driving truck down there. Fortunately, I had air conditioning in the truck, but I had to get out once in a while. And I remember how hot that that pavement and you know, the asphalt and the concrete got in the sun. And I can't even imagine living down there without air conditioning of some kind. Yeah, I remember delivering to all four boroughs, well, five boroughs, but we only delivered to four of them. So anyway. All right, George. Well, have a good evening there, and good luck with the new refurbished radio, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I've been up here at camp most of the day. I did drive around a bit. I had to run around. I wanted to do some fishing, and I swung by Hinkley Reservoir on my way out to Utica, and fish there for a while, and no luck, and nobody around me was having any luck, so I finally packed up and went on, and got what I needed in Utica, and swung up to Barneville and got what I needed there. Eventually made my way back up to, I was up there near Bill's place up there near Otter Lake, and I had some barbecue, and then swung back up here to camp for an extra night here. I'm going to go back in the morning and go to work a little bit later than normal. So decided to take an extra night up here, and I'm glad I did, because it's a beautiful night, beautiful day. Solar panel, you know, solar batteries got charged all the way up today while I was out messing around. And having a good time up here. The deer flies are brutal. Thank God for the sticky hats, because you wouldn't be able to be up here. It would just be so unpleasant. So I think I probably killed, just on my own hat, not counting the boys' hats when they were up here yesterday and the day before, my own hat, I probably killed about 300 or 400 of them alone. So they are quite vicious. So anyway, That's about it. Heading home tomorrow, back to work, and back into the grind here, as they say. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley service time?
KD2MVU.
KC2MU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Oh, we got 72 degrees. We actually got by today without running the air conditioning. Wasn't too bad, it was borderline. But, I guess we're in for warmer days later in the week. I guess the humidity's supposed to go up. But, trying to find something good on TV before calling it a night. And, I've never seen the deer fly so bad as they are this year. I don't know what happened there. Probably something to do with the weather and the rain and the fact they're up. But, they are the worst that I've ever seen.
Alright. Earlier today, of course I'm up at camp, so there is no air conditioning, but during the heat of the day, I was out in the woods, I just was walking around out there, and like you said, there wasn't much humidity, so if you were out in the canopy, it was nice and cool, and I think this dry summer is really, it kind of set them back a little bit early on. When I was up here on vacation, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago, you could walk around without even a shirt on up here, which is unheard of that time of year. Weren't any deer flies. Maybe one every once in a while would buzz by you, but that would be it. And now, though, they are just on you like locusts. And I think a lot of it had to do with that dry, warm spring we had, and it probably just set them back a little bit, and every little rainstorm you get, it comes another hatch of them. So hopefully they'll follow the same schedule as far as when they end, and they'll be out of here in another couple weeks or so. But we'll see. Anyway, all right, Ray, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2EIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2WI.
KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's up?
Well, I'm fighting with a Windows Live Mail transfer from computer A to computer B. Microsoft is so screwed up, it's unbelievable. They really don't want you to fix things. They don't want you to transfer things. Or else they're just idiots. And I'm trying to transfer all kinds of saved mail from one Windows Live Mail to the new one. And, of course, they don't make anything straightforward, and they have, GUIDs, global unique identifiers, which are these big long stringers numbers that refer to the same string somewhere in the registry, which is different than the other one, and so the mail folders don't show up even if you copy them, and it's typical Microsoft nonsense. And I have to be at the business tomorrow morning with this thing working, so very frustrating. It's starting to cool off here at 72 outside and 76 inside, but I have the fan blowing the air in. It's comfortable. And I went down to Utica this morning to the Ham Fest for a while, and met K2LML down there. He actually got there a little earlier than I did, even though we came from Lake Pleasant. And they said 7 o'clock set up for vendors and 8 o'clock for the general public. I got down there at about 7:25, I think, and it was mobbed. And he said it wasn't much different at 7:05 when he got there. He said people, they just totally ignore it, and the ticket taker didn't really pay close attention. People got there and they let them in. And so some of the people that were walking around were people that actually probably had a table and had stuff, but there was an awful lot of people. So it's really getting bad with these things. I'm not a get up at 5 o'clock in the morning person anyway, and but apparently a lot of people are, or else they're just coming from downtown Utica or right around the area. And we came to the conclusion that if we do it next year, if we do it, we want to get the best spot in the shade and have everything there. We have to get there at about 6:30 in the morning. And the whole thing's over by 10:30 pretty much. Everybody starts packing up, and we did because everybody who bought anything bought it. And what happens is a lot of people buy things in the first hour, and then they're gone. And, of course, today was real hot, too, so people didn't want to stick around. But anyway, I sold some stuff, not a lot, and I gave away some old computer stuff. And I came out with about $80 ahead, so that was okay, and a lot less stuff in the car, so... Guess it was all right, but boy, then we went to lunch and relaxed for a little while, and I got back here at 2 or something. And I've been doing various stuff ever since, I would love to just be able to retire. I would love to be able to quit doing this. It's so aggravating. It's unbelievable most of the time. You can never rely on anything working as planned with Windows. Never. Just absolutely never. All software is experimental, and Windows is the most experimental thing of all. I had a big, long discussion with my counterpart out in Sun Valley, who's kind of one of the main IT guys for my customer up at the Adirondack League Club, and we spent an hour bitching to each other about the same thing. He said, it's just unbelievable. People just do not see the amount of time that we have to spend, and we can't charge people for it, because like this job here, this would be a $600 or $700 job probably if I charge them for all the time. So we're covering Microsoft, you know what, and they get off scot-free. And their limited warranty says, well, the software will perform substantially as described in any materials accompanying the software if you know how to use it. It's unbelievable. KC2WI. Oh, that's why you got to do that work for a government. Then you can bill them by the hour. But, you might want to look into the, I don't remember how, I never use Windows Live Mail, but see if they got an export function. Maybe they can export it to a file and then try importing it into your new mail client. I don't know. That'd be the only thing I can suggest there. And all right, Pete, well, thanks for checking in, and have a good evening there, and as far as the ham fest goes, I know how that goes. You get all the early birds there, and early bird gets the worm. And, the second mouse gets the cheese. I don't know. Anyway. All right. Thanks, Pete. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2EIT, are there any other check-ins?
KD2KYE. Pete, you still on?
I don't know if you got that or not, Pete. Did you copy that? I don't understand why Boonville repeater is not full quieting here. I've got a Ringo up at 30 feet, and it just doesn't make sense. I know what it is. It's whatever local interference is destroying my HF reception as well. Just another indication that says it's time to get out of this business or at least move. No, I didn't quite catch it. Go ahead again. KD2KYE was calling you. Go ahead, Dave. Try again.
Hey, Pete, you were the guy with all the computer equipment. Did you have a bunch of multimeters and backs for $1? I think I bought one of them from you. I was the guy in the wheelchair running around. Over.
No. A guy next to me had a box full of meters. I know that.
Roger that. I wish I could have stopped and talked to you if I'd known who you were. But I think I was the only guy there in a wheelchair, so... But We just wanted to touch base, say have a good one. And as far as computers, I answer phones for computer service in East Herkimer, and I know exactly what you mean because I set up his appointments and I, you know, do some of the billing, and you can't bill for half the hours you put into it. Not even half the hours. It's unbelievable. Over.
Yeah, KC2WI. That's right. It's really, it's terrible. And you're up till 3 o'clock in the morning because you committed to do something and it didn't work. And you're getting ready to go and you shut the computer off and it says don't turn off the computer, installing update 1 of 27. And it's just the most horribly kludgy system. I mean, when it works, you know, it works good and there's, it's very powerful and all that, but it's totally unreliable. And, you know, people just don't get it, you know. Well, yes, you can export mail, Jeff. I started that process on the old computer, which has some kind of issues. I don't know if it's just that it's a piece of junk or if it's something's corrupt. And it says time to export more than one day. So obviously that ain't going to work. So I don't know. Anyway, what's happened is I can copy all of the Windows Live mail folder, and the copy's over, but somewhere else in the configuration data, Windows Live Mail does not know about all those subfolders of the inbox, and so it doesn't show them. This is the first time I've run into that. I have copied the folder before. I don't know. I'm not sure why it's different. The ID, there's an account ID, and it has one of those big long strings, alphanumeric strings, which is different than the old one. So that tells me that that's pointing to some thing in the registry that's pointing to something or has an enumeration of the folders, which doesn't exist in the new one. It's just a nightmare. Well, I'm going to work on it, and if I can't get it, we'll figure out what else to do. And I don't know what I'm going to do. Anyway, KC2WI.
Well, good luck. They're probably just hashing the key with a different algorithm. That's probably what it comes down to. So, anyway, a lot of times when the export time is... It'll self-correct after a couple hours, and all of a sudden it'll go down to, you know, instead of a day and a half, it'll go down to 5 hours, magically. So if all else fails, set on the export, go to bed, and see what it says in the morning. You can't lose. Even if it still says it's got 18 hours to go, then just cancel it. So anyway, all right, Pete. Well, have a good evening. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service? This is KD2EIT. Any comments, queries, or any check-ins?
KD2FPM with a quick comment.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, KD2FPM here. Jeff, a funny little add-on for you. I know you were talking about doing some fishing, and yesterday I was fishing at the Gilbert Lake State Park, had my nice pole with a nice reel and nice lure and everything, and I'm sitting there casting. I must have cast out for about an hour back and forth, and I got a nibble. That was about it. Well, then I decided, well, that's it. I've had it for the day. So I just reeled it in, shut everything down, and, you know, moved over, sat at the picnic table. Little kid comes over with a Mickey Mouse, and I mean, this was a Mickey Mouse fishing pole. I mean, it's only like about 3 foot long. He cast out, first time out, he pulls in a foot long bass, and I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, that's it. I'm going to go buy myself a Mickey Mouse fishing pole. So I figured you'd get a kick out of that, Jeff. With that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net.
See how that works? You're out there using the professional equipment. He comes out there with the, you know, the stocking stuffer and goes and pulls himself out a nice bass. Yeah, sometimes it works that way. You never know what the fish are going to bite for. I was casting there, had fish jumping all around, nothing was biting anything. And finally, I just wasn't into it anyway. So finally, I just packed everything up and left. So I know how it goes. All right. Thanks, Kevin. Are there any other comments, queries, or 8 seconds? Okay, hearing that, I'm now closed the Black River Valley Service Network. You're on the frequency we're going to use. I'd like to thank, Kevin, David, George, Ray, and Pete for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2KYE, we're out. Thank you, everybody. 73, God bless.
Yeah, great net tonight, guys. Jeff, good job. KD2FM, I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of the Echolink. We appreciate it. Hopefully I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night, and I may be your NCS tomorrow night unless Matt, KD2JWC, is able to make it in. Until then, 73, KD2FM will be clear.
KB2KOJ from the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net Octane. Looking for stations with or without traffic. Octane is currently on a 145.17. This is KB2KOJ for Octane. I hope I'm making the repeater. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Think anybody's around. I'm going to make this a final call for Octan for stations with or without traffic. Final call for Octan.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Ray, stand by. I could pass you a piece of traffic here. Hang on a minute. Let's see. Anyone else for Octan? KC2NBU, you ready to copy, Ray?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, please copy number 72, routine. It's the Octane report for June. I don't get the chance to get up here very often anymore. Please copy number 72, routine, KA2ZMZ 10, Liverpool, New York. July 1, break. June Octane report. Station 917. Station's 917. Traffic 298, traffic 298, session 30. That's the Octane report for June. 73 break Jack, 73 break Mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager Octane. And the traffic, how'd you do, Ray?
Station's 917, traffic 298, session's 30. Got it.
Okay, very good. And I thank you for your support of Octan. Much appreciated. Okay, and Ray, good to hear you. 73, thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octan before I go down to check the 24? Okay, I got one more. I could get the M5AOW. Bob check them, but I'll catch them another time. Final call for Octane. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank Ray, 73. Thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it, and I'll say 73, and hope to hear you tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear.